sabotage at Eskom. The power utility has given the assurance that it will not implement load shedding from today until Monday on Reconciliation Day. Blom says South Africans are unlikely to see an end to Eskom's problems anytime soon. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula has welcomed the arrest of two teenagers accused of setting 18 train carriages alight in Cape Town last month. The pair, aged 14 and 15, were caught after one of them was recognized in the identikit that Metrorail had released. The suspects are expected back in court in January next year. They remain in juvenile custody. Balula spokesperson Ayanda Ali Payne says investigations are continuing to determine the motive for the attack.
The investigations into the motive for the attack continue. The possibility that the minors were acting on the instruction of adults who had malicious intent has not been ruled out.
The EFF says the South African News Editors Forum, or SANEF, is disingenuous for calling on Parliament to sanction the party's leader, Julius Malema, for allegedly banning certain journalists from their second elective conference. SANEF says the media houses are being punished for allegedly negatively reporting on the EFF. The party's deputy president, Flo Chibambu.
We are not going to associate with political instruments that present themselves as media. Daily Maverick is not a media platform. It's an instrument that is in pursuit of political agenda, and would not want those that have already made their intentions clear to come and be part of our conference. We have accredited all media platforms that are going to fairly and objectively report.
Deputy Minister for Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, Lingu Mkhize, says government has partnered with local non-profit organizations to fight violence against women and children. She met with the National Children and Violence Trust to map out the way forward on how best to fight the violence. Mkhize says the 365 days campaign has been launched to increase awareness on the matter.
We do believe that the battle is winnable. We've partnered even with the UN Women, the police, the Department of Justice, prosecuting authority. They also work very closely with communities.
And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed resolutions renaming two post offices in the Los Angeles area in honor of Marilyn Monroe and rock and roll legend Richie Valens in San Fernando, where both hailed from. The Associated Press reports that Monroe will be honored in Van Nuys. Monroe, whose real name was Norma Jean Baker, died of a drug overdose in 1962 at the age of 36. She was one of the most popular sex symbols of the 1950s and was emblematic of the era's changing attitudes towards sexuality. Valens will have an office named after him in Pacoima. Valens died on a plane crash, with two other rock stars in 1957.